Can't lose. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with House Warmers Greenville. Pud, good morning.
Good morning.
Haven't talked to you since Bras for the Cause, and congratulations on that under the circumstances. Just very, very successful.
Beyond our wildest dreams, yeah. John Mark. Yeah. Absolutely beyond our wildest dreams.
So what was it, $84,000 you raised?
It was actually, yes, and we are, with donations that are continuing to come in, we're closing in on 90.
Right, and everything was virtual. You didn't have, you know, so you're completely rewriting the script this year because of the coronavirus situation.
We did. It was a lot of hard work. It was crazy, but in the end, it was a lot of fun, and I think people really enjoyed it. Certainly the response to the night.
Well, Pud has her newsletter out now as we look ahead to the rest of the fall. And, of course, this is Halloween week. And, Pud, quite a few Halloween events going on. We're not going to be able to get to all of them, but I see that the City of Greenville has a Trick or Trot 5K run on at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Yes. That's a new one they've added this year, yeah. Is a Halloween run, and they're encouraging people to get in their costumes, yeah, and come out. You can register online through the City of Greenville Parks and Recreation page, and you will not be able to register in person because of lines, but even on the morning of the event, you'll be able to pull out your phone and register that way.
Okay, 8 o'clock Saturday morning, that's at the Greenville Sports Park out on the south end of town. Something, I think this is new, I haven't seen it before. Well, it is because it says the inaugural Caddo Mills Fall Stroll is Saturday, and this,
yes,
is an all-day event going on there.
Yeah, it sounds to me like kind of a citywide fall festival that will involve, yep, everything from, you know, food, crafts things. They're going to have a fun run along with that. And then they will also have a trunk or treat event as part of that. I think that's exciting that they're doing that kind of thing in Caddo Mills.
Mm-hmm. And then again, as I say, we're not going to get to all of these, but,
no, but
Wesley United Methodist Church has a Halloween trick or treat type event, and also the City of Greenville and Hunt County are,
yes,
doing something.
And those
Saturday
are both drive through, but, yeah, the kids in the car get them all dressed up. And then you drive through, and there will be bags of candy for them.
Yeah, it's 3 to 5 at Wesley United Methodist, and 4 to 6 at the municipal building.
Exactly, so you can easily plan your route.
Okay, good. So, so quite a few things going on for Halloween, and Pud will post her newsletter on her Facebook page. So have a,
yes,
look at that, and there's a lot of other things that are going on. And we're talking with Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. I see then on Monday, this is November 2nd, Brookshire's is doing starting a food drive. This, you mentioned Hunt County Gives, and that, I'm sure I have come across that organization in the past, or is that something with a new name? Or
no, Hunt County Gives is the holiday food distribution.
Okay.
That is done by all of the charities collectively in Hunt County that work with Hunt County Shared Ministries.
I see.
And instead of having all these separate, you know, food distribution events, some years ago they sort of got together, and since Hunt County Shared Ministries, or what we all know as FISH, has the buying power with the North Texas Food Bank and can make every dollar go much further, what they do is they organize all of the distributions and the purchases, and then the food is all collectively put together at a couple of big packing events, and then it's distributed out to Commerce and to Wolf City, mm-hmm, and to Caddo Mills and to the other different community places, as well as some big drive-thrus in the Greenville area.
Okay, so that's a food drive starting at Brookshire's in Greenville on Monday, and then you brought up putting the packages together and the baskets together, and that transitions into the fact that is going to take place this year in Commerce.
Yes. For many years, it's been done on the back loading docks, mm-hmm, of the juice offices near downtown. But again, because, you know, there are usually well over 100 people that show up to that, and it is packed in there like sardines. And since there's no way they can do that this year, what they're doing is they're going to take and use the old building that was the North Texas Children's Museum.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the university campus, and they're working with the university, hoping they can get some students to come over and help pack the bags or the boxes, and then inviting community groups to schedule a time to come over in a limited amount and work in 2-hour shifts and help pack the right. boxes. And they're going to do it over a little bit longer period of time. And the nice thing about that, that's a big open space that's not being used, and it's indoors.
Yeah, that's the old Watson cafeteria, Pud, where I used to work when I was
okay.
a student.
Okay.
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday evening. Actually, it's Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Yes.
And Wednesday from 4 to 8. And if they're looking for students, I'll bet the athletic department's going to be involved in that, because they're great about getting football players and basketball players and all to participate.
So that's in the meantime, if there's a specific time someone wants, they can call the fish office and ask for that.
That's putting the baskets together for Thanksgiving food for people against November 16th,
yes.
17th, and 18th. And the deadline for families to apply for the baskets is upon us.
Registration for that actually, for families who need it, that actually is going to end on Friday, October 30th.
Oh.
So if anyone... yeah, because, you know, again, everything has to be verified and then organized and then planned out as far as timing and everything to do. It takes a lot of work to organize all of this. And so that registration is coming up. Application is available on the Fish Facebook page and also on their website.
Hunt County Shared Ministries.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're out of time, but thanks. This is great. Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you so much.
Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.